This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Hall Spencer is on the program. He is the founder and editor of The Hook. He joins me every Friday afternoon for a little chit-chat. But today, wanted to get you on the program, Hawes. The Office of the Attorney General has just released a statement that says, and I'll just read this to you, our ordinary policy is not to comment on open investigations for the sake of the investigative process as well as for the individuals involved because our civil investigative demand, or CID, was made public by someone other than the Attorney General's office. We have confirmed that the CID online on the Hook website is authentic. So the Virginia AG's office is talking about your newspaper. What's this about?
Well, we did a story that ended up making some fairly national news. Courtney Stewart wrote it on April 29th, in which she reported that Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli was delving into ClimateGate in a big way. What he was doing is serving papers on UVA a few days earlier and commanding the university to produce a major sweeping swath of documents relating to Michael Mann, who used to teach at UVA and who has become controversial over his hockey stick graph. And that's the drawing that shows kind of the blade of a hockey stick, if you can picture that, spiking up with global temperatures. Very controversial, and after the emails were released from a UK lab last year, the thing known as ClimateGate erupted because there were suggestions that perhaps some of the data underlying this hockey stick graph had been manipulated.
From what I've read of it, though, even that the ClimateGate, this whole idea is a bit hyperbolic because whatever they changed, it would not have changed the results of what they were looking at substantially. So,
well, yeah, I mean, if you talk to anybody in this debate, you can find polar opposite views. You can find people who claim that the released emails show that all that these guys wanted to do was pump up the danger to make themselves look important and get research grants. And on the other side, there are suggestions that the emails, of course, shouldn't have been released in the first place. They were private emails, and that they were just semantic questions. For instance, one of the researchers said, oh, here's a neat trick. And did he mean a neat way to show data, or did he mean a neat way to, you know, manipulate information for nefarious purposes?
Right. So it's a bit of a Rosetta Stone. People can find in it what they want, I would imagine.
I think that's a good way to put it, Coy Barefoot.
We're talking with Hall Spencer of The Hook. So the significance of this press release that the Attorney General's office has just released here at the end of this day is to basically confirm that The Hook and Courtney Stewart at The Hook, they're right.
Well, what it does is we got a hold of the document that showed that the UVA had been served papers, and the Attorney General's office didn't plan on releasing that, and they're just confirming that the document we have is legitimate. What I think is perhaps more interesting from this press release is that Cuccinelli is slimming his inquiry a little bit. In the release, he says that UVA has asked for a little bit less, a slighter scope of documents, and the AG's office has apparently gone along with that. And also, UVA has asked for an extension of the deadline to produce the documents until July 26th. And again, the AG's office has agreed to that as well.
Interesting, interesting. And of course, the big outcry that we've been hearing from faculty members across the state is this threatens academic freedom.
Well, exactly. In fact, Chip Knappenberger, who works with Pat Michaels, who is a climate researcher who is of the sort of downplaying climate change persuasion, he says he didn't like it when the politicians came after Pat Michaels, and he doesn't like it when the politicians are coming after Mike Mann. He calls the whole thing reminiscent of a witch hunt.
Interesting. So where do we go from here? We're just waiting for UVA to turn over the papers. They've agreed to do that, I guess.
Well, right. I mean, Cuccinelli says that this is about fraud, and after he gets a hold of the papers, he can find out if he's discovered fraud or not, or he might just quietly go back to doing some of the other controversial things that he's been doing. You may recall that our Attorney General has asked public universities to remove sexual orientation from their anti-discrimination policies. He's attacked the EPA, and he's sued the government over Obamacare.
There you go. Hoss Spencer of The Hook joins us every Friday afternoon. Thank you, Hoss.
Thanks, Coy, for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.